You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm here in the Dog Bowl in Berea. In just a few moments, we will talk with Vice President of the Cleveland Browns Foundation, Renee Harvey. But before you, I want to just kind of react and digest to Jim O'Neill. If you want to call up, share your thoughts, 216-578-0850. I can tell you this, on Twitter, people very, very excited about it. RG saying, quote, "We're going to knock people down, not help them up." Jim O'Neill, love it. John Anderson, the Dentmaster, our guy, says, "Nothing but respect for Coach O'Neill." Cloud Sunshine says, "If you can win an interview, Coach O'Neill just did. Pumped to see year two of a stingy Browns defense." Outlaw Jesse J says, "I quit playing ball in junior high, but would come back to play for this guy. Love
right.
O'Neill. Beast of a coach." G.I. George says, "I got goosebumps." John Schmidt says, "What's it going to be? Suplex City on the field." Chris Walker says, "Awesome interview with Coach O'Neill. I'm so excited to see the D play this year." And Brick Adjacent says, "Make it so, Coach O'Neill." So teams are fired up. Are people listening to that? Certainly like that interview. If you're just joining us now, my apologies. I'd like you to go back and listen to it on the Browns app, or you can listen to it at clevelandbrowns.com at your leisure. But you're a former player. That's a defensive coordinator sitting there. What would your reaction have been to that?
Very similar to all those tweets. I want to play for that guy. You know, the defensive game is such a reactive game, and also too an aggressive game, because you know you're reacting to what the offense does, and then you're forced to stop what they do, you know, on the run, and to just talk about, you know, bloodying nose and knocking them down and not helping them up. It's all about attitude. And also too, for every coach that I've played for, especially in a 3-4 defense, as Coach O'Neill said as well, stopping the run it's an attitude. It's not you stop the run or you don't. It's you have the attitude and the wherewithal to stop the run, because all great defenses have the ability to stop the run, in most cases when they want to, and those that do it consistently are top five defenses in the National Football League. And I didn't even mention the word sack. I didn't mention the word interception, but if you can stop the run, it opens up opportunities for all those great playmakers that we highlighted in the defensive backfield, in the ability of Paul Kruger, Barkevious Mingo, Scott Solomon, a potential draft pick, to sack the quarterback, but it all starts with stopping the run.
It all starts with stopping the run, and he said, "We will stop the run." Let me repeat.
About 10 times.
We will stop the run this year. And when you look at the draft, you look at this team, I'm at the point now where I'm happy to go defense. Now, he said that there was a very deep edge rusher class, so maybe you can get one in the second round. But out of those first three picks, I'd certainly like to see two go to the defensive side of the ball. One guy in the middle to help stop the run.
He made a reference of that a few times, you know, that one guy in the middle. And again, he talked about the fact that Phil Taylor, you know, getting healthy can be that guy. John Hughes, you don't give a guy $14 million, you know, just to be a guy on that defensive line. So they expect a significant upgrade in play from him. But that playmaker in the defensive front, whether it be outside linebacker, whether it be internal defensive lineman, needs to either show themselves if they're currently on the roster and step up in year two of this defense, and or this is a group of coaches and a general manager who go seek out a talent like that early to be a starter on this defense.
When we come back, and you're exactly right about that, when we come back, take just a quick segment here. We want to get to the Vice President of the Cleveland Browns Foundation, Renee Harvey. She'll be in studio talking about all the great things the foundation has done in the last year and what's coming up on their calendar. So if you want to know about the good things the Browns are doing in the community, stay tuned. Renee Harvey will be with us right after this.